At least 25 people have been killed in a missile strike near the southern Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia. The regional governor says the missile hit a convoy of civilian vehicles in the outskirts of the city. Both Russia and Ukraine are accusing each other for the attack. Rory Challens has more from Kyiv.
The attack basically happened early this morning on a checkpoint where a convoy of humanitarian civilian vehicles was coming south from the city of Zaporizhia, heading towards and into the occupied parts of that oblast, the Zaporizhia Oblast, one of the regions that Russia is in the process of annexing right now. And as they were waiting at this checkpoint, these lines of cars and vans, several rockets slammed into the area around.
In Burkina Faso, the military has taken control of strategic installations in the capital, Ouagadougou. There has been heavy gunfire from the main military camp in the city, and a blast could be heard near the presidential palace. At least 35 people have been killed after a suicide bomber targeted an education centre in Kabul. The attack happened in an area of the capital where many people from the Hazara minority live. EU countries have agreed to impose emergency levies on the windfall profits of energy companies. The announcement comes as energy ministers from the bloc meet to discuss a potential bloc-wide gas price cap. This gathering comes 2 weeks after the EU Commission announced a set of proposals. In Brazil, the final presidential debate has taken place ahead of Sunday's election. Seven candidates are vying for the top job. Former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is leading incumbent Jair Bolsonaro in opinion polls. And US President Joe Biden has warned Hurricane Ian could be the deadliest in Florida's history and has declared a major disaster. It knocked out electricity to more than 2.5 million homes and businesses. Local media is reporting at least 13 people have been killed.